Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. As you know, we do the stories behind songs from time to time, and we're doing that on Life Questions at the moment, and we're focusing on some Christian songs, or carols, as we call them. Today we're going to look at Silent Night. What's the story behind Silent Night? This is really interesting because there's a whole variation of stories that seem to sit behind this one. It definitely seems to be way back in 1818 that this took place. The story is that a roving band of actors were performing in towns throughout the Austrian Alps. On December the 23rd, they arrived in Oberndorf, a village near Salzburg, where they were to reenact the story of Christ's birth in a small church of St. Nicholas. Now, this part of the story is agreed by everybody, that St. Nicholas's church organ wasn't working, and it couldn't be repaired before Christmas. Some versions of the story say mice were the problem, others say rust was the culprit, but whatever the story is, the organ wasn't working. And because the church organ was out of commission, the actors presented their Christmas drama in a private home. The Christmas presentation covered the events of Luke's Gospel chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 1. Beautiful story it is, that God would speak to Mary and tell her that she's going to bring forth a child. And Mary would be told that he's going to be the saviour of the world, and you have to call his name Jesus. And Luke records as well the fact that God spoke to Joseph, who was very concerned that Mary was telling him that she was going to have a baby. And of course they weren't married, and there was no physical relationship between them until after marriage. And so he was really puzzled about the whole thing. And over those two chapters, we discover that God is sending his son to planet Earth. And that's the story of Christmas. The Bible says the Father sent the Son to be the saviour of the world. And that's a tremendous thing. Well, I think it was a Roman Catholic church. Some people call him Pastor Moore, and others call him Father Moore. But I think it probably was a Roman Catholic church. But anyway, Joseph Moore was in a meditative mood that night. And instead of walking straight to his house, he took a longer way home. The longer path took him up over a hill overlooking the village. The story goes that from the hilltop, Moore looked down on the peaceful snow-covered village. He was revelling in the majestic silence of the wintry night. He gazed down at the glowing Christmas card scene, and his thoughts about the Christmas play he'd just seen made him remember a poem he had written a couple of years earlier. Now, that's where the story changes between. Some stories say that he'd actually written the poem having just come back from a pastoral visit that he'd made earlier in the day to a mother and a sick baby. But the agreed part of the story is that it was a number of years before that actually he'd written this poem. And the poem that he'd written really announced the birth of the long-awaited Messiah to the shepherds on the hillside. Moore decided that those words might make a good carol for his congregation. The following evening they were to have their Christmas Eve service. Of course, the one problem was he didn't have any music to which the poem could be sung. So the next day, Moore went to see the church organist. Now, we're told the church organist was also the headmaster, schoolmaster of the village nearby. His name was Franz Xaver Gruber. And he asked Gruber to write a melody to accompany the poem on the guitar, because remember, the church organ wasn't working. Now, again, there's a little bit of debate on that one, because some people say that from the manuscripts that Gruber probably wrote the music about 2 years before Moore's lyrics. So there's a little bit of confusion there. But the story really is sound in this sense, that we know that Gruber wrote the music, we know that Moore wrote the words, and exactly where they brought them together, I'm not sure. But that night, anyway, they had a Christmas carol that could be sung without the organ. And so they sang it. And the little congregation heard Gruber and Moore sing their new composition to the accompaniment of Gruber's guitar. Now, weeks later, well-known organ builder Karl Moracher arrived in Oberndorf to fix the organ in St. Nicholas's church. And when he was finished, he stepped back to let Gruber test the instrument. When Gruber sat down, his fingers began to play the simple melody he had written for Moore's Christmas poem. Deeply impressed, Morakka took copies of the music and the words of Silent Night back to his own Alpine village, Kapfling. They are two well-known families of singers, the Rainers and the Strazers. And apparently, I think it's the Rainers who actually were the precursor to the Von Trapp family. So that's quite an interesting point there. Of course, we know all that comes from Austria. They sang it in their concerts and published it in 1838. And so we find that it took off, became became captivated by this carol, Silent Night. They put it into their Christmas season repertoire. The Strasser sisters spread the carol across Northern Europe, and in 1834 they performed Silent Night for King Frederick William IV of Prussia, and then he ordered his cathedral choir to sing it every Christmas Eve. 20 years later, the Rainers brought the song to the United States, singing it in German, it's probably the Von Trapp family, at the Alexander Hamilton Monument located outside New York City's Trinity Church. And then in 1863, 50 years after, the first song in German, Silent Night, was translated into English. Now, it's an amazing carol. It's been sung in many, many languages, over 300 different languages around the world. And it's a carol of great interest. But here's one very interesting little fact about it. In 1914, on December the 25th, there was a truce in the trenches between the Germans and the British. And it says that during that truce, the song that was sung, that all the soldiers apparently knew, was Silent Night. It was sung in French, English, and German simultaneously. Silent Night. These words are amazing words when they remind us of Jesus. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. I love the third verse. Silent night, holy night, son of God, love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace. I am so glad of the redeeming grace that came to earth when Christ was born. I am so glad that God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm so glad the baby of Bethlehem, announced unto you, is born this day in the city of David, a saviour, which is Christ the Lord. I'm so glad he came. I hope you are. I hope you've allowed him to wash away your sins. I hope you know the peace of God. If you're a Christian, I hope you rejoice in what Christ has done. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.